The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Say what?
What you mean it's my birthday again already? You mean to tell me there's a whole year that's passed? Well, I'll be. Listen. First thing what I can do, get on my knees and thanking you, Lord. God, you brought me through a rocky road. Last year I was so scared, crashed my car and almost dead. I even break my leg, but I am still here to see the Bible.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Now, this is the last Thursday in April. April is National Poetry Month. So today, I'm going to try and squeeze in between our guests today and some of the things I want to mention, plus I have a full playlist that I'm trying to get through. Me and the producer, we're going to have a back and forth. I got a bunch of songs here, but I always like to know what my producer knows about music. And so I tell my producer, if I ask you to play a song and you know another song that goes well with it or is better than it, you should play that one too. That's how we learn about ourselves. So I got to start the show with a happy belated birthday to a whole bunch of people, but most importantly, to my cousin, Bailey Poitier. I want to say this. Bailey Poitier may be the most handsomest of the Mitchell Poitier clan. Maybe. But I tell you what, he is the most articulate young man that I have met in a long time, right? And he and his cousins are taking over J.A., with their products and their presentations, and they're supporting their peers, and they're just an inspiration to me and the other people in our family. And I got to say, happy belated, Mr. Cake, because another thing we're known for is making cake. And so I say, happy birthday, Bailey. I know you're in school. I know you're working hard. I hope you had an awesome day, and I will be there for cake whenever it is ready. I want to say happy birthday and happy belated birthday to all of the people who are celebrating birthdays or have celebrated birthdays over the last few days, including my colleague in Trinidad, Faye Fernandez. I want to say good morning to Alexandria Wong, another colleague from Antigua and Barbuda that I met last night by surprise at the premiere of the documentary Two-Faced, Gender Equality in the Bahamas. Good comment.
No, I was going to ask you, how was it? Because I know you went to the premiere, and you know, I always like to know what's happening. How was it? How was the experience being there amongst all these women who came there?
It was good. We can get into that. It was really good. I'm glad I hopped along. You know, I'm glad I made the effort to go out with the foot, you know? And let's start here. I want to say thank you to all of the people that were so accommodating. Right? I didn't realize I ain't a young people no more until last night. But it was good. Young lady, I want to say thank you to the young lady that saw me trying to negotiate my drink, you know, at the bar. And she just volunteered to get it. She put me at a table. She went, she got the drink. She got a straw. She's like, Mom, you're good. And I say to myself, but look here, we in good hands, you know, because once would have been in that situation. Because I could feel like Corinne Mitchell and Audrey DeVoe and all of these people, a gentle pinch to remind you that, you know, we all have a role and a function in society, and that's how we keep it together. So I want to say thank you to all of the people that came out, all of the people who were accommodating, seeing that I was slightly restricted in my movement, and all the young people that laugh at my jokes. Let me tell you how thankful I am. So, Mr. Newry, we have in a bit of a light show today, and I have some giveaways. I'm waiting for a guest from BAIC's Taste and Tell this weekend. I'm very excited about it. I can tell you why, because I have a booth. We're sharing a booth out there with someone. Tanya Burrows. Good morning, Miss Burrows. Wherever you are, don't rush. Don't speed. But be waiting for you to get here. Now, I'm excited to talk about it because I've been missing the Agribusiness Expo. You know, March, the second week of March, is normally when the Ministry of Agriculture would host the Agribusiness Expo. It would be 4 or 5 days, an exhibition of all the, as many farmers, agriculturalists, animal, you know, husband, people who engage in animal husbandry, herding animals, things with hooves, chickens. They'd have a petting zoo. You know, if you were small enough or you could convince them, you could ride on a pony. It was just tons of fun. And you could see the ideas. I'll never forget North Andrews High School 2013 Agribusiness Expo, sweet potato and ginger. No, pumpkin and ginger jam. Pumpkin and ginger jam. Should have won the expo. I mean, there wasn't a competition. They should have won the expo. There was a competition. I think they won the expo for their category. It's an excellent time. It's great inter-island exchange, right? It's a great opportunity for small vendors to link with farmers and producers and people who, for me, it's great to link with people who would have excess, because that's what my company did. We didn't seek to capture resources in the market that other vendors were competing for. Our model was to seek the rejects and to ensure that things that were perceived as trash could realize their true value, right? And so I'm excited to talk about Taste and Tell today. I want to start with this. There's an event taking place on Saturday. Rawson Square, it's the child protection demonstration, right? I think it's going to be great. If you have an opportunity, please go out with your kids, right? Your children, your cousins, your grandchildren. It's Saturday, the 29th. That's this Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. That's 8 to 11 a.m. So it won't interfere with the second day of the financial literacy fair at Fusion. And you still have plenty time to go to the Red Cross Fair. I mean, it'd be like a nice full day. And dear parents, let me tell you something about wearing children out. All you got to do is look like you having fun. And they'll get on board until they tire it. And then they won't know what's happening. A full day of activities to be had on Saturday. It's going to be at Rawson Square from 8 to 11 a.m. And the partners in this venture are Rise Bahamas, It's Our Turn, that's IOT, this is organization, Foam, that's Candy Gibson, and Safe. And I can't remember exactly who Safe are, but I think they Safe, you know. Rise's staff members are all have experience sort of working in this field. And so they understand the need sort of for vetting and spatial awareness and understanding how to build spaces and create spaces, safe spaces for young people. You know, which means being aware of who's in your space and being able to vet them and get a sense of their capacity to perform the services they're supposed to perform and their due diligence, their attention to details and to internal policing matters, right? Like organizations must realize that they have a ethical and possibly even a statutory duty to ensure, to police their members and to police their organization, right? You can't have rogue people out there just doing whatever under the guise of your organization. And so we encourage all people to go tune into that. In fact, I got a song for you, Mr. Nuri. Producer, let's play that song, We Won't Rest, by Christopher Duncanson, featuring Tada. It's a song, I think, produced for the Rise Bahamas Child Awareness Campaign. And it's a pretty cool song. There we go. We Won't Rest by Christopher Duncanson and Tada.
When you look at them, do they look different? You can't see every scar, they're so innocent. Every day they've been betrayed, 'cause nobody would listen. Every day they've been betrayed, with no one to protect them.
I can't watch this from the sidelines. I gotta fight this, I gotta try. I'm feeling outrage every day by all the children and so much pain. And if you didn't know, let me help you find out. A child needs your help and they need it right now. They're counting on us and we can't let them down. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
We won't rest until we see change and justice. We won't rest until we're sure this is the end of it. When everything is said and done, no one will be alone. We won't rest till every child is safe and sound at home.
So Rise Bahamas is asking Bahamians to join their radio station song request call. And they're asking people to call into their favorite radio stations. Now, listen, I mentioned, and we don't play music all the time, right? But maybe when I'm on a Thursday or Zhivago Lang is on a Friday, you call in and you say, listen, whenever you have an opportunity, please play the song We Won't Rest by Christopher Duncanson featuring Tada for Child Protection. It's a child protection theme song. We won't rest. And Rise Bahamas is asking people to sign the petition to improve child protection legislation. You can go to you can search Rise Bahamas on Facebook to look for the petition. You can go to change.org/child protection 242. That's change.org/child protection 242 to sign the petition. And they're asking people to call in radio shows and to speak briefly about why you feel child protection is important, why it should be a national priority, and come out to the demonstration 8 a.m. Saturday at Rawson Square. Yes, it's a good initiative. It's a good initiative. I wanted to keep it sort of totally light today, but we always make space for talking child protection, and I'm glad to make the space for that. I usually play a song called Normal from Freetown Collective. That's a group out of Trinidad, and they collabed with a number of regional artists to create this song Normal for child protection awareness. And I love that song, but I want to play a different song by the same group, Freetown Collective, and this time they're collabing with a group called Sheriff, and the song is Mighty People. It's a soca hit. It's from Trinidad, but I love it, and I think it's worthy of playing. Producer, play that song, Mighty People, for me.
They do not know what we are capable of. They do not know what we are thinking, because my work has only just begun.
Up you mighty people, up you mighty people, up you mighty, up you mighty. Feel it down in your soul, till you can't control it. Put your hand up to the sky, mama don't ask why. In these dark and lonely times, we gon' turn the tide. If you're looking for a sign, turn and look inside of you. Your body is a temple, your sweat is holy water. Every move you're making is prayer.
Mr. Newry,
hey.
When you asked me about the documentary last night,
yes,
that's how I felt after coming out the documentary.
Yeah?
Yeah. I felt like that song. I felt like that song intends to make you feel. And I'm sure that's what they were intending when they were making that song. The documentary was good. It was very, very good. And the measure for that was the response of the audience through the documentary and at the end of the documentary. You know, there were moments where, in typical African diasporic tradition, people were clapping in the documentary because they were so moved by the expressions of empathy in the participants, you know. They were so moved by the examples of strength in the stories told by the survivors of victims. It was just, it was a powerful experience, and it left audience members feeling empowered. It left them feeling, you know, not only do they have the tools solving these problems in their own lives and the lives of those around them, right? Like, they have the tools, but that they have a duty to do it, and that they're ready. You know, like, I get it. Like, I understand now. And that was, it was powerful. It was a good documentary.
Well, I always appreciate Bohemians doing work. And when I say doing work, I mean putting their shoulders to the wheel and pushing.
Mm-hmm.
This documentary is a testament that there are women out there pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And pushing by using life experiences of other women who are also pushing forward, and for lack of a better word, despite the trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
And that the sum of the total parts is for a bigger agenda, for a bigger liberty, a bigger access, right? So I appreciate that. One of my concerns, and I didn't get to see the movie, see the documentary, even though the wife went. She went and represented the family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was concerned whether it's going to be too heavy, right?
Yeah.
And it being heavy, being male, and being centered around women, right? And we men, we just get defensive quickly, right? Saying, why are they picking on us again, right? And I wondered if I could have, the right word is not enjoyed, but if I could have appreciated the documentary without me feeling the guilt of being male.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, without a doubt. It there was no guilt being laid or blame being placed, except in those spaces where survivors are correctly putting blame where it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even then, practice an empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding, you know, taking time to understand myself, I begin to understand the conditions of others. And while I don't have to enjoy it or accept it as good, you know, or something I must live with, understanding them helps me to heal, right? And so there was no blame place. In fact, you know, the men, there is a part of a story, you know, we are told of a man, of a, I want to say heroic man, right? But loving, that's to diminish men's capacity. Like, a man has to be heroic to love a woman who's gone through a lot of trauma.
Hmm.
That suggests that men are weak, and that's an extraordinary man. I don't think that's what it is. Although he is an extraordinary man, you know. And men celebrated him, and women celebrated him. And he didn't have on a badge. And if you weren't paying attention to the documentary as he moved through the room, you wouldn't necessarily know who he was, right? But I watched the men pick him up.
And I want to speak to the men.
Yeah.
Right? The audience, I know, is packed to capacity. All the seats were filled.
It was
a big debut. I mean, all of who's who and all of persons who were interested in a women's movement, right? Were there, but men were also there. I want to know, what type of men did you see? Who was there?
Man. I mean, there were men there. There were older men. There were men accompanying their wives. There were men there with their wife and family. Mind you, because of my foot, I had to hop all the way down to the bottom. So I didn't get to watch a lot of faces. But I could, and there were lots of men there. I want to say good morning to my cousin, the Aguilar, who stopped to talk to me. You know, there were lots of men there. There were some men working in the field, in doing gender work, working with the men's desk, doing community work, right? So they're not women's rights advocates. They're not gender advocates. But they're just men who've been doing the work in these spaces. Men who answer when they get called.
So there were men, and you mentioned the men's desk, and a few Bahamians know that there's a men's desk.
Yeah, in the new Department of Gender and Family Affairs.
Who promotes men agendas and development and such.
Yeah, right? In the context of gender equality.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They were there in full support. They understood the agenda. They understood the mission. The assignment is what they say.
Now, I'm not sure if there was a movement from the men's desk there, but the men that were there were supportive. They those who I spoke to enjoyed the documentary. They thought it was great. They thought it was powerful. And they talked about sharing that experience. Listen, we're going to go to a break. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to get excited. It's a culture. This is Freetown Collective again with the song Normal Again. I told you all, this song was created Caribbean collaboration to focus on child protection and the issues that are plaguing families and causing disruption within social and community spaces. Hot song. Love it. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, our guest is join us. And I hope she gets some goodies. I don't see a bag. I hope there's a Mary Poppins place. Because how much time she could fit in that, Mr. Murray?
Not much.
It ain't normal. Anyway, we're going to a break. You guys, stay tuned. You're on the clock. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Newry. And when we come back from the break, we talk to our guests. And I'm going to read at least one giveaway question today, Mr. Newry. At least one.
Yes.
You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And all they bustin' that police, no more lama. I see your body in the streets, no more lama. But we just buried the disease, no more lama. And tomorrow is the same, no more lama. And the people will complain, no more lama. But we just play this like a game, no more lama.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
About what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Island.
Get involved, get involved, get involved, let's go, come on!
gotta be there for each other. Sister and brother. Bahamas, let's go! Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Don't be no fool, stay in school. Let your mind become a tool. Jail was meant for fools to be. Lock away from fire.
Good morning and welcome back. Listen, all y'all sensible talking interrupting my party time. That is Get Involved, the remix. That is the version by KB and Friends. And let me tell you, this was one of my favorite Bahamian songs as a child. This was it. This is the party jam. This was the tune. And so I was glad to see that KB and Friends, all our popular Bahamian artists, remade it. I hate to say it, but it's time for another remake. And if we have some time, I got some younger guests on my playlist today who I want to play. Bahamian artists. You see this group, Freetown Collective, the reason I play them because I focus primarily on Bahamian music. There's tons of quality music from throughout the region. This group in particular is special. Freetown Collective makes anthems. They make songs that speak to the condition of our people. It's just something different. It's almost like gospel, or it's something different. And I might want to try play one more song from them today. But joining us this morning, representative from BAIC's latest event on the calendar, and something else to put on your calendar for this weekend, is Mrs. Burroughs. Please introduce yourself, Ms. Burroughs.
My name is Tanja Burroughs, and I'm the food processing manager for BAIC.
Okay, awesome. And tell us about what's happening this weekend.
Well, this weekend we're having a show called Taste Intel. The event focuses on food processors throughout the Bahamas. And one of the aim is to get persons to recognize that Bahamians makes wonderful and awesome products. Mm-hmm. And they are available for sale. But the event itself is a free event. And we encourage you to come out, take part, taste all the awesome products that we have out there, and then go and tell somebody about these awesome products.
Right. Now, do you have any Sand Dollar? Is Sand Dollar going to be there this weekend?
No.
Now, but I know some of the vendors that are going to be there are Sand Dollar ready. They're Sand Dollar capable. Okay. So you guys are going to have the park itself has Wi-Fi, is Wi-Fi enabled, right?
Well, we will definitely be able to allow persons to have some type of access.
Yes. This is awesome. Look here, I don't think you all understand how exciting. The Agribusiness Expo, which I think Taste and Tell attempts to replace with a focus on processing and adding value
products
to local agricultural products. Mm-hmm. This is the space that I'm in. My raccoon and Chikchani friends won't let me be a great farmer. Mm-hmm. They just focus on the tasting. Like, they don't ever tell. They just like to taste my fruit.
Yes.
You know? And so I'm a producer. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see what mm-hmm. other producers are bringing to the table.
Yes. Because we have a lady who's bringing peanut butter. We also have persons who are doing crab manufacturing as well.
No, listen, you ain't selling it. Let me sell it, because I know some of these vendors.
Yes.
Then she say peanut butter, right?
Uh-huh.
What you have to do is, you have to wait until your mother is getting, and maybe your Grammy is getting ready for like that last snack of the night.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they used to give you cream cracker and tea, right?
Yes.
Say, Grammy, you want some cream crackers and tea? And she say, yes, child. And then you bring out your fancy peanut butter. And then when Grammy is like, oh, put some more in there. You say, no, Grammy, this is expensive, remember?
Yes.
Because that's what Grammy used to do to you. This is fancy peanut butter, Grammy, yes. And we have to eat it sparingly. Grammy don't care, mind you. Grammy mm-hmm. can eat your peanut butter.
Yes.
But the young lady, the company, they make cashew butter. They make almond butter.
They make quite a few type of peanut butters and different type of
nut
butters.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we also will have a vegan, the young vegan chef out as well, too. She'll do a demo on vegan food, so mm-hmm. persons who are into that lifestyle can be able to purchase food as well, too, at the event.
Let me tell you all what it is to go purchase food. And if it's the same vendor that attends the Foodology mm-hmm. Event at the park, right,
mm-hmm.
hosted by Foodology, Shikara, Lightburn. Mm-hmm. That company brings, they also sell herbs. Mm-hmm. They have like a herb garden, right? And they're selling mm-hmm. you your seedlings. You could go to other vendors and collect your herbs and collect your veggies, right? Mm-hmm. And say to the vegan chef, mm-hmm. I want you to put this together for me. That's how exciting
yes.
this event is going
to
be.
It is. It surely is. We really wanted to, like, you know, a lot of times that the government talks about the high imports that comes into our country. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way for us to be able to show the public that you can purchase the same types of jams, peanut butter, or any of your added value products can be right here locally. Mm-hmm. And that can keep that money here in the Bahamas, which we would want to keep our funds here locally, you know. And so I encourage you to come out and support Bahamian this weekend mm-hmm. because it's all about us celebrating our 50th anniversary as a country. And so we would want you to come out and just take part and see what the Bahamas have to offer in this wonderful world of processing.
All right. Now you tell us some of the vendors and some of the products we could expect to see. And I'm going to throw in things are going to be there through the vendors I know and some of the exciting things I've seen out there.
Okay. Basically, we will have C.A. Nuri and his pepper sauce company.
What the name of your pepper sauce company is, man?
C.A. Nuri and his pepper sauce.
Yes. All right. What does C.A. stand? C don't stand for Chicchani, right?
No.
Okay,
not.
Good.
No.
All right, good, because I don't want no trademark infringements.
No. We'll have Grace Trico also there.
S.G. Ranch.
Yes.
Listen, hold on, pause. Let me sell this. Dear BAIC, I just need an internship. Let me sell this part. S.G. Ranch mm-hmm. has a product made for Bahamians. Listen, she have a thing called Hallelujah Spread, right? And I don't want you all to think we being facetious or rude and anything. It's called Hallelujah Spread. When your fish been in the freezer for 3 years and you forgot it was theirs, mm-hmm. right? You take that out and mm-hmm. you pray for it. And mm-hmm. you season it with the lime, mm-hmm. and with your lime face, right?
Yes.
And you rub a little bit of salt and pepper, just a little bit, because then you're going to add that Hallelujah sauce to the lime marinated sitting in your container, and you mm-hmm. can slather that on that fish. That will bring your fish back to... I put that on my foot, and the doctor didn't believe me when I came in 3 weeks early mm-hmm. to take the cast off. Mm-hmm. And then the best part about it is when I try to buy it to fix up this old fish I had, because I ain't trying to spend money on new fish this week, mm-hmm. the people buying the sauce for dip, the vegans eating the guango for dip with their chip.
Yeah.
And they say, listen, we're vegans. We mm-hmm. need things too.
Yes. All
right?
Natural.
Yeah.
All natural.
And all local. That's a wonderful product.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. You name something else
okay.
and let me see
okay.
if I know it.
Coptic Kitchen.
Coptic Kitchen. That's our brother, Anku Sarah.
Yes.
Another
uh-huh.
vegan food space.
Yes, we have
okay.
another one. And then we have Wicked Wings will be out as well too.
All right. I love this. Battle of the meat eaters versus the non-meat eaters. Don't
yes.
play with these non-meat eaters. When somebody go and take the banana flour off the tree, mm-hmm. marinate it in lime and pepper, dip it in a little cornstarch and water and then flour, and then fry it, and it tastes like chicken fingers, you will not know what happened to you.
Exactly, exactly, yes. exactly. Then we have a few young persons who are coming out. They are actually a lot of beverage processors that are out there. We have a young person. She's about 12 years old.
Oh, man,
and
I can't.
So she's out
there. I mean,
I
could beat her up, but then
yeah.
I can get in trouble.
But it's her drink seems to be very popular.
Well, this is a drink challenge.
Yes, her name
okay.
is Morgan Colby, and so she is a real entrepreneur, young entrepreneur that's out there producing her drinks and stuff.
Mr. Nuri, you're going to have to take a video
uh-huh.
of me and Morgan testing
yes.
our drinks, because
yes.
I have a new drink, a new color, never before seen, naturally produced
mm-hmm.
from locally grown produce
yes.
and flora mm-hmm. and faunas, but not fauna. I ain't putting no insects for coloring, although that's an industry standard.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the color, you're going to be like, how did you do this?
Yes.
Dear Morgan Colby?
Yes.
Listen, pull up your socks, girl. We're going to have a competition. This is going to be great.
You coming for her?
No, I didn't say I was coming for her. I believe if somebody break my leg now because I was talking hard. But The spirit of competition is what drives
it. Yes. Because that's why we want to have the chef competition with the University of Bahamas, is because we want to take processed items and we want to make sure they introduce it into their dish. Because we have all these chefs coming out of the University of Bahamas every year.
Yeah.
And they're using seasonings like McCulloch seasonings and all these different type of seasonings.
And they could be using Sea Salt, Sunshine, Chikchani, Wonder, local mushroom, local peppers.
Yes.
Seasoning for vegans.
Yes. And so that's why we want to introduce that into the dishes as well, too. So persons get an opportunity to see that this can be done. You can use these same type of seasonings and introduce them into your local everyday dishes.
I mean, this is great. It's a focus on value-added product. Mm-hmm. Like what our company does is we focus on things that don't have much presence in the market, mm-hmm. and we find different ways to add value to them,
yes.
you know, that are complementary to the culture mm-hmm. and to the culinary products and the tourism products. But that's small stuff. What I really want to know is, how do I sign up to taste? How do I sign up to be a judge in the chef competition?
Well, glad you asked. Yeah. And so I can definitely put you on the listing. We have...
Oh, no, Dare Audience.
Yeah, Dare Audience.
I on the job right now. I won't be able to call and put my name on the list.
But let
the wider public know if they're interested.
Yeah. Basically, we have already have the judges already assigned and stuff. And so we've already completed that process of the judging aspect. But we still have a few booths available.
Okay.
And so persons who are interested, who has not signed up yet, you still have time to come in and sign up for your booth. We're right here at BAIC. The number is 376-6209. So go and tell a friend. It'll be an exciting day. You can bring your kids. They have activities. We're going to have pony rides for persons who are interested. We're going to still have a kids' corner.
Forget the kids' corner. I mean, we can talk about the kids' corner in a second. I had a guest planned for this morning. Mm-hmm. We have to reschedule. He's doing a course on creative aging.
Okay.
Right? And I thought, yes, mm-hmm. the 3 Score and 10 gang, mm-hmm. they're very creative. Mm-hmm. I want you to be prepared.
Okay.
With the kids' corner. What about the 3 Score and 10 gang corner? What about mom who is going to grab up her grandchildren to bring them out to not just have something to do, but to experience Bahamiana, right? What you have for me? You have a bench, you got a corner, you got a tea corner, so we could sip tea and talk about tea.
And so we'll have a spot where persons can watch the chef competition take place.
Yeah.
And then be able to partake and sample the great food. And we have a lot of sampling. So you get to taste a lot of stuff free of charge at the event. And then you can like the product and stuff. But it's an opportunity for you and the vendor to gel together.
Mm-hmm.
We have wholesalers are going to be out there. Our top sponsor is Milo Butler.
Okay.
And they will be out there on the field that day.
And they're there because they're trying to identify the products with the greatest viability to enter the wholesale market, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we want to link these processors with the buyers. And so the connection can be made. That way we could be able to move the industry further, because it's no more will be the excuse of we can't find them and stuff. We'll have them in the stores. We have some of them now at BAIC, at the Produce Exchange, but we seek more persons involved mm-hmm. in the activity of putting their stuff in the food stores and the wholesale place.
And making that transition is very important, right? Because most people who are adding value to local produce, they're targeting a tourist market.
Uh-huh.
They're targeting a sort of high-end tourist market, which is fine, mm-hmm. right? But you have to have a stable, even if small, stable local market.
Yes, you do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's accessible
mm-hmm.
for your target market.
Yes.
And making that transition to shelf stable
mm-hmm.
for wholesale distribution is vital.
It is.
And I know that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a part of our model. We teach that when we do mm-hmm. seminars and workshops, mm-hmm. but it became even more in my face, I guess. It's a fancy word, but I can't afford it right now. Foods that built America mm-hmm. on history. Just this week, mm-hmm. the one of these big peanut brands that's like Jif or Skippy, but something we know today mm-hmm. from when its inception, it was about to fail, and the U.S. military system came in and wanted to buy the land that his factory was on. Mm-hmm. And he had this bright idea. He's like, why buy the land when I could be shipping you peanut butter to your soldiers mm-hmm. all across the world? Mm-hmm. And it really worked because of how shelf stable it was, mm-hmm. how easy it was to store it in a multitude of environments, right? Mm-hmm. How easy it was to ship it and how easy it was to carry it and move mm-hmm. with it. And those are sorts of things that vendors also have to be thinking about. You want to think about sleek and pretty and sexy even mm-hmm. because you're targeting this tourist market. But that tourist is going to put it in their bag. If it's a cruise, this may be the first stop on their cruise, right? It's going to, the conditions are going to fluctuate. Yeah. So by the time they actually get to sample your product, it may not be in the condition it was intended to be in.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's why we're working towards helping persons understand all of the needs that needs to be met to keep a stable product. And so a lot of times what we're about to do is also packaging and labeling is important as well too, mm-hmm. because a lot of times they do not understand what is required by the standards to put on their labels. And so it's just a re-education of persons. A lot of persons are in the small cottage industry. Cottage industry yeah. persons are doing it at home in their kitchen or are just using friends' place or the church place or anywhere.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get the whole entire processing industry to be more uniform. And so we have to start with education. We have persons like the food safety department that deals strictly with food safety.
Is Mr. Daly still there?
No, Mr. Daly has retired.
Listen, when you use the word retired, what you mean is he's been furloughed to the institution of retaining knowledge, and you're all going to keep him there until
he's retired, but he's still being utilized.
Okay, good. Because this is a gentleman whose institutional knowledge is so vast and so valuable. Mm-hmm. Encourage him to find ways to deposit that, right? So
yes.
it's beneficial to him mm-hmm. and it's beneficial
yes.
to us.
Yes.
See, exactly. with this creative aging course we're going to talk about, mm-hmm. it's part of that as well. Yeah,
yes.
yeah,
yes.
yeah.
So, you know, we're introducing a lot of new ideas and new concepts for persons to take part. In September, we will have a packaging and labeling workshop
okay.
at BAIC for processors and stuff. So
Very
they can
important.
Be able to understand what is required here locally and internationally,
yeah.
you know, that is required. Getting back to the shelf-stable products and stuff,
yeah.
a lot of times persons have to understand that one of the things is you must be trained when you're doing a process item.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have the fancy idea of coming up with a new product, but there are things that you can get from persons who are in the industry mm-hmm. a long time and who teaches on processing. To understand that, you know, you require some products require pectin. The jams require pectin, citric mm. acid.
And so, I mean, sometimes it requires pectin. Sometimes you could use tamarind seed because tamarind seed has a natural gelatin effect.
Exactly.
But at the same mm-hmm. time, you can't just go pull two tamarind seed out the pot. You
yes.
got to speak to vendors who have tamarind
that
before.
And understand the amount that would be needed to keep
yeah.
their product stable. And so it's a lot of different things. A lot of persons come in and they say, well, I want to use sodium benzate, you know. And
yeah.
I'm like, what are you going to use it for? Well, I'm just going to use it for, somebody told me that I could use it for my drinks or something. And I'm like, well, you see, this is important that you understand what are you using this preservative for.
Right. And if
you
there's
know?
A simpler method that
exactly.
you could employ to do the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So you want to give them choices on understanding the all natural way as well as if you have to use a preservative.
But Mr. Nuri, you didn't tell me that she was so knowledgeable. I mean, I guess as a food processing
she's
manager.
She's in charge of the whole department.
Yeah, Mr. Producer,
a whole big office.
We can put it on pause. I'm too excited in this conversation, man. I gotta play a song, Mr. Producer. Play MD's song, and then after that, play the one by Lance Haven. I just want to make a little small point here. I love this man, and these are the conversations that vendors need access to more regularly.
Yes.
That's why I'm overjoyed for expansion of the ZNS sort of public television platform.
Yes.
Because this is what that space can be utilized for. Let me tell you something. In fact, I got a notice here that I am going to try and read from Martha Hannah Smith, who is the president of BANROB, the Brewers, and expect to see them out there.
Oh, yeah, she's out there.
In fact, I want a Bush medicine challenge so we can find out who's the best Bush medicinist. Yeah. But listen, y'all listen to this song just for a second, half a second.
Capri one crocus bag a thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
That's the one legendary rest in peace. MDs, do it like Nike. I play that song for a reason, right?
A few people know how high quality his work is.
Yeah. I thought it was like an international.
No, that's the MDs, Bahamian Jamaican. He's a Caribbean blend, just like Benji is St. Lucian, Bahamas. Just like Simba is Guyana, and now we adopt him as Bahamas, right? It's a wonderful blend of sounds, very professional. And he brought that professionalism, MDs, to the local scene and helped a lot of artists sort of, not improve, they're talented, but step up the quality of their product. But I said I wanted to play that song, right? Because we're talking about food production, and we the Bahamas, we're close to the U.S., cultural imperialism. When we hear Do It Like Nike, people get a sense of one thing, right?
Yes.
Which is, well, they got to look American, they got to sound American. And with our tourism product, we assume that Americans want what they're going to get in America. When I applied that song to this, they say, do it like Nike. It don't mean make the ketchup like the American company makes the ketchup. It's the boldness. It's the other words in the song. It's like, know that you can produce something of that,
quality.
I want to say quality, but something that will be received as well as those things. I think what we do is greater quality than what Nike could ever put out, right? Because it's a different process. Right,
and the authentic.
Right, you know. Bring that ego, that necessary ego, into your work. That's why I tell people, look here, I sell bat soap to bathe dirt off your children, soap so you could pay your cable bill and bathe every day.
Yes.
Right, you gotta believe in your product. So when they say do it like Nike, I see Mr. Nuri writing something down. I hope he's writing down that we're gonna hold an informal how to make a commercial for your product session. We're not charging money, only you need 3 tamarinds to attend or your Grammy sing a song for us.
Yes.
And you get in for free, right? Because, like, I got another one. Do you know our world-famous Rum Fingers?
No.
Perfect for church prayer meeting in Parliament.
Okay.
If they genuflect in the space, you're safe to put it to your face.
Mm-hmm.
Have a sip. Wet your lip. Lock it. Put it back in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it like Nike. You got to have a commercial. You got to have a presence. You got to have a brand. You got to have a wit. You got to have a knowledge. And so doing it like Nike is a bunch of things. You may be small, but invest time in enhancing all the parts of your business. You have to know what's in your products.
Yeah.
Not just know the ingredient list.
Mm-hmm.
Know what they are and how they relate to other things.
Yes.
So you can engage your customer or your potential
customer. That's why speaking about it, and most persons say, okay, I'm going to send my products down. And I said to them, nobody can represent you, your product, like you can represent your product. So you have to be on the ground to be able to tell person, let them taste it, let them experience the joy and the investment that you have in your product.
Right.
You know, because you're the biggest salesperson there is when it comes to your own product. You know, so how do you bring that message so everybody can be able to have that same experience and sing your praises like Nike?
Right. And so I'm glad that you're going to have a session, you're going to have a year on enhancing your product because packaging and marketing are the two most expensive, even more than electricity and the electricity it takes to produce water for your crops. Most expensive. So how do you balance these things? Well, for our company, the reason we have commercials is because we weren't prepared to invest more money that we invested in the product, in the marketing, in the packaging, right? So it meant that it means that I have to sell. My partner produces and I sell. When people see me, I let them know I have to sell because I've invested in this and I'm not going to invest more money. And so I have my creative energy. And so that's what doing it like Nike is also breaking the traditional commerce model.
Yes.
Where, oh, we let the product sell itself. Mm-hmm. Sun, okay. Sand, and sea sells itself. Not in 2023.
No.
You're competing with too many products.
Oh, yes.
And one thing that local vendors have missed over the last, I would say, 30 years is that you are now also competing to a greater extent with people who are, you know, who are people. You are marketing to people who are directly connected to an American market.
Yes.
It's not just we can buy anything that the store brings in that's imported by a wholesaler, but we can directly connect to anything we want and have it shipped in.
Yep.
You competing against them.
Yes, yes.
So you got to do it like Nike.
Yes, you have to come big.
Nike is the one of the biggest shoe companies, sports shoe companies in the world. And they still capture the hottest music on the market to attach it to their product. So all I'm saying to the vendors is, you got to do it like Nike.
Yes, do it like Nike.
Yeah. Now play the next song from a producer, Lance Haven. Mr. Nuri, introduce the song from...
I'm just proud. I'm just proud that this is my uncle, actually, who is actually singing here.
Yeah.
He's a calypso artist. In fact, when he moved abroad to New York, he went to be a movie star.
Yeah.
Tried that. He actually tried out for a part against Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
He was a contemporary of Sidney Poitier, the same age bracket-ish, right? And that was their genre during that time.
Right, and when you listen to this, you realize that we may have another Frederick McQueen, Joseph Spence. I want to call it like the most wonderful dilemma in the world. Like you arguing over who's the best and you didn't realize that you got two of the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, why argue?
Yeah.
Producer, play that song from by Lance Haven. You all listen to the lyrics of this.
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Is it the fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I leave me whole house and go. Well, me children don't want me no more. They curses in black and white and ting. And when I talk on them, they start to sing. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother told them, hush up your mouth, that is your daddy. Oh, no. My daddy can be ugly, so hush your mouth, go away. Mama, look at you, boo day. Hush your mouth, go away. Mama, look at you, boo day.
I play that song, I just want to remind y'all come from creative people.
Yes.
You could make a commercial for anything.
Yes.
Because I ready to meet, because I know that boy ain't ugly.
Yes.
I know he is not ugly. He sell himself so good just now.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. Right? Like, we got it, man. We've got what we need. Sells forward. Y'all small vendors. Y'all are mighty, mighty people.
Yes, you are. Yes, they are. And one of the things that I'd like to mention as well, too, this is why the reason why we're out here having this event is because we want to get them from cottage to small business, from small to medium size, and then to big business.
So listen, you... I like being small. I like not necessarily paying taxes. But tell us just before we leave the value of sort of regularizing your business and aligning with the need, the importance of aligning with the local standards and requirements, but the need to align with the local market, even if you're going to stand alone.
Yes. See, it's very important because you're selling to the public. You're no longer selling it to family and friends. You're selling it to the general public. And so you would want them to have the confidence that they would have in a stranger's product into your product. And so you would want to adhere to the standards. You know, hand washing is very important. Cross-contamination is very important. These are things that small business persons have to adhere to, you know, because you do not want to affect anybody with your product because you might sell today, but then you have no more customers because of the experience that they had. So when they leave from tasting your product, you want them to have an everlasting product that they would tell the next person the experience that they had, you know. And so we want you to keep your uniqueness as a unique product and unique market that you're seeking after. But at the same time, we want you to also remember that standards and being safe is the most important thing that you can do to keep your product unique.
Absolutely. I love it. Listen, we're all out of time. Mr. Nuri, you didn't remind me to do the giveaway, man.
We have other days for giveaway.
Yeah, but I wanted to... Okay, because April is National Poetry Month.
But we always have poetry.
I mean, because you're a poet. You can bring it every day. I know it.
I can bring poetry every day and all right. Read.
I just want to say thank you.
Is it going to bring it like how your uncle just did or your...
High end.
He's good like that.
High end.
Okay.
He is as talented as his uncle is and even more in the poetry realm. Dea... Audience members, listeners, thank you for tuning in every Thursday for the giveaways. I'm sorry we ran out of time, but I'm not sorry because it's a fun conversation, a valuable conversation. If you are a vendor with a product, you got to come out. If you are a person with an idea, you got to come out. Because you see these world famous rum fingers?
Yes.
They're more than just rum and gallivanting. It is an idea that tastes and smell and look like rum, but could change your life.
Yes.
Right? It's intended model for small vendors who are marginalized from mainstream economies. Mm-hmm. They can easily begin producing something with minimal resources.
Yes.
Yeah. So Ms. Burrows, the food processing manager at BAIC. Tell the people the details for the Taste and Tell this Saturday one more time before we close out.
The Taste and Tell event is on Old Trail Road, across the street from BTVI at BAIC. It's on April 29th. It's from 12 to 8 p.m. Come out, sample, be excited as we are, and come and be a part of this amazing event.
Awesome. Producer, I would like you to play Tell Him I Was Coming to close, but I know we're almost out of time, so I err on the side of your wisdom. Ms. Burrows, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Mr. Nuri, thank you. Next week, hopefully, we're hearing from Reg Eldon from Vows of Love Foundation and of Expressions of Love. We're going to have a great weekend, guys. Sand Dollar Literary Festival, Red Cross Fair, BAIC, Taste and Tell, Grammy. It's gallivanting time. Get the children in the car. Let's have a good weekend, people.
Yes.
Told you I was coming on the mainstream. Told you I was coming, coming, got improved. With the best of the best, baby, that's just what I do. Told you I was coming with the big chicks. Hip hop, told you I was coming with the big boys. Told you I was coming with the big toys. Told you I was coming with the military. Told you I was coming, now you're looking scary. Told you I was coming for the big stage. Told you I was coming, now I'm here to stay. Told you I was coming with the Bugatti, the Annie, and the hooker in the backseat, baby.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.